Kamala Harris amid protests, never stops speaking Brianna's name. By Kyle Morris on September 23, 2020. Amid several violent Black Lives Matter protests on Wednesday, Democrat Vice Presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris, CA, seemingly encouraged the activists to continue their demonstrations. The protests broke out Wednesday evening in Louisville and later other cities across the nation after a Kentucky grand jury did not bring murder charges against the officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. "Tonight, I'm thinking of Breonna Taylor's family who is still grieving the loss of a daughter and sister," Harris wrote. "We must never stop speaking Breonna's name as we work to reform our justice system, including overhauling no-knock warrants," Harris added. Former Vice President Joe Biden also commented amid the protests, urging Americans to continue to speak Taylor's name. "We must continue to speak Breonna Taylor's name, support her family still in grieving, and never give up on ensuring the full promise of America for every American," Biden wrote in a tweet, which contained a link to his statement on the ruling in Taylor's death. Breonna Taylor was a beloved daughter, member of her community, and an essential worker who served as an EMT as COVID-19 began to spread, Biden stated. But she died, shot in her own home by the police. "In the wake of her tragic death, we mourn with her mother, family, and community and ask ourselves whether justice could be equally applied in America." In his statement, Biden called for no violence and suggested Americans start addressing the use of excessive force, banning chokeholds, and overhauling no-knock warrants. Biden added, "A federal investigation remains ongoing, but we do not need to wait for the final judgment of that investigation to do more to deliver justice for Breonna. We know what is necessary. We need to start by addressing the use of excessive force, banning chokeholds, and overhauling no-knock warrants. I know people are frustrated and they have a right to peacefully protest, but violence is never acceptable. And we can express pain, grief, anger, and disappointment at the way things are, but remain focused on rebuilding trust in our communities and delivering change that can be." Two Louisville Metro Police Department officers were also shot early in the evening of the protests on Wednesday. According to a press briefing from authorities after the shooting, one officer is recovering and the other officer is undergoing surgery. Several other protesters in Louisville attempted to set fire to the Hall of Justice and other areas of Louisville. Both Biden and Harris later released statements on the two officers who were shot in Louisville. "Joe Biden and I are keeping the police officers who were shot in Louisville in our hearts, wishing them a swift and speedy recovery," Harris wrote. "Violence is not the answer and we must find a way to express our grief, anger, and demands in ways that reflect the world we wish to see. Even amidst the profound grief and anger today's decision generated, violence is never and can never be the answer," Biden stated in a tweet. "Those who engage in it must be held accountable. Jill and I are keeping the officers shot tonight in Louisville in our prayers. We wish them both a swift and full recovery." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.